You've just been sleepwalking again.
No wonder I feel tuckered out.
You only went once way round the bed.
Oh, blimey. I've just had the most extraordinary dream. I keep getting it every night in colour.
Lucky old you.
I'm referring to my dream. This nightmare I keep on getting, it's terrible. I start off being terribly cold, and then I'm wandering down this endless corridor. Opening door after door.
Excuse me, did you say door after door?
Yeah.
Sounds rather serious. Do you mind if I jot this down?
No.
Door after door. Carry on.
Then I come to this staircase, and there's a lady standing at the top of it.
Scantily clad?
No, twin set and pearls. And it's always Mrs. McDermott.
That friend of your mother's?
Yeah. And she's beckoning me up the staircase with her finger.
A very good way to beckon, yes.
Yeah. So I go up the staircase. Yeah. And she vanishes.
Yeah.
And I suddenly find myself in this room, confronted by a huge mahogany wardrobe, just like our one here.
Mahogany wardrobe confrontation, yeah.
Yeah. I have this terrible desire to get into the wardrobe, and yet I have a dread of being trapped inside. And the wardrobe starts to get bigger and bigger.
Are you sure it's not you getting smaller and smaller?
Could be a bit of both.
Either or, yeah.
Yeah. And then the wardrobe gets bigger and bigger, and just as it's about to overwhelm me, I wake up in a cold sweat. I didn't hear that.
Well, you missed that because you're asleep, but I just managed to catch it somehow or other.
But what does it mean? Why do I keep getting this dream?
Well, I don't know whether you're familiar with the works of Freud on dreams.
I do have a cursory knowledge of his theories. I recently skimmed through his lectures to the students of Heidelberg on the phallic implications of Jung.
Did you read that in the original German?
No, I read it in Precy form on the back of a box of Swan Vestas.
It does lose quite a lot in translation. But Freud's basic theory, to which I, in general, with a few exceptions, adhere, is that everything that we do, conscious or unconscious, is activated by the sex drive.
The sex drive?
Yeah.
Like when you get a girl in the back of a car, drive them up the M1 and bung M1.
The serious German doctor was not referring to sexual shenanigans in the back of a Volkswagen, Dad.
Sorry.
So much as the fact that everything we do has sex behind it.
Well, everything we do is based on sex?
Yes.
Well, I'm reading a newspaper. Is that sex?
Certainly. The opening of a page in a newspaper is nothing more or less in Freudian terms than symbolic rape.
Well, I gave the Radio Times a right going over this.
Shall we try and maintain a serious level of discussion?
Sorry, Pete.
Now, Freud says you have your unconscious mind and your conscious mind.
Yeah.
In your case, the division is marginal. Now, when you go to sleep, your unconscious takes over and triggers off your innermost fantasies and desires,
yeah.
Releasing the real you.
Well, does that mean because I feel cold at the beginning of the dream that deep down I have a fidgeted?
Not necessarily. It is possible you were actually feeling cold in bed, and this fact could have triggered off the fantasy.
Ah. Of course, you can have it the other way round, can't you? Where, fantasy triggers off the fact.
Fantasy triggers off fact. I don't see what you mean.
Well, like when your dreams come true. You dream you're going to the bathroom, and then you wake up and you find you haven't been to the bathroom. Except that you have. In a manner of speaking, you know. I mean, not this ever happened to me, of course. Well, it happened to a friend of mine who told me all about it.
You had a friend who was incontinent, did you?
No, it happened right here in England.
I would rather not dwell on your friend's nocturnal mishap.
Well, that's how he felt about it. He'd spend the rest of the night drying off on the radiator.
If we could return to your dream, you are going through a number of doors.
Yeah.
Now, doors, as any fool knows, represents passing years.
I didn't know that.
Well, as most fools know, doors represent passing years. So you are subconsciously threading your way back to your childhood. You're then alone in a room confronted by a menacing wardrobe. Now, what do you suppose this wardrobe represents?
A wardrobe.
Good guess, but incorrect. This wardrobe represents your mother, and your desire to get into it shows you have a deep yearning to return to the warmth and security of your mother's womb.
Mingled with dread. But you see, you got me wrong there, simply. I have no desire at all to return to the confines of my mother's womb.
I'm not suggesting that we pop round to 439 Beckentry Avenue and ask your mother for readmission. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, in any case it's illegal. But what I do suggest is something traumatic must have occurred while you're being born that gives you this yearning for the womb.
Mingled with this awful fear.
Mingled with this awful fear.
Yeah.
And I think the only way we can get you out of this is to recreate, symbolically, the circumstances of your birth.
And through self-knowledge emerge a wholer man.
Wholer?
A more whole man. Feel better.
Feel better, exactly. Now then, this wardrobe is your mother.
Nothing like my mother.
But in your subconscious, it represents your mother. Now, try and think of this old brown mahogany wardrobe as your mother.
Well, it's a bit tricky. But I suppose those two knobs on the door are reminiscent. And of course, those huge creaky drawers ring a bell.
You've accepted then that this is your mother.
Done.
This is your mother. Now then, next step, let's get you conceived. Be upstanding. Now then, it's 9 months before you're born. You are nothing.
Not even anything.
Well, let's put it this way. You are a minute, microscopic cell.
Yeah.
Anxious and eager to get together with your cellmate.
Yeah.
Now then, it's Saturday night. Fulham have won the cup. Your father's been at the Green Chartreuse, and suddenly, the miracle of life occurs. Kindly enter your mother's womb. Come on, ready now. You've been there before. It's perfectly safe. Assume a fetal position.
I can't assume anything else in here.
You're in your mother's womb. How does it feel?
Dreadful. It's full of old socks and Macintoshes.
Put the socks and Macintoshes out of your mind. Now, it's 9 months before you're born. We won't take that literally, otherwise you'll be here all night. Now, 9 months to lift off. Beginning counting. 0-8. Looking good, Dad.
Feeling dreadful, Pete.
0-7. 0-6.
Arms and legs forming, Pete.
0-5. 0-4. Heart and pulse satisfactory.
0-3. Beginning to kick about a bit.
0-2.
Facial characteristics forming.
Oh, my God. 0-1.
I like it here.
0. We have lift out.
I don't want to come out. It's nice and warm in here.
0+1. You're overdue.
I don't want to come out. It's nice and safe.
0+1. Come out, you little sod. You're 2 months overdue.
Said. He said, come out, you little sod. No wonder I wanted to get back in. Tom, what'd you do that for?
This was to get your breathing going, of course. Thank your lucky stars, you're not Jewish.
Does that mean I won't have that dream anymore?
I think I've cured you of your obsessive nightmare cycle, yes.
Oh, it's marvellous. I can get back to dreaming about Deborah Padgett again.
Oh, dear. Got a bit chilly in here since we've been doing all that. I think I'll go and get a pullover out.
Yeah, get away from my mother. Stop tamping with her claws.
This is not your mother, special wardrobe.
Are you telling me I cannot recognise my own mother?
This is a wardrobe.
You never liked my mother, did you?
Not particularly, no. I thought she's a stupid old bet and could do the kick up the panelling.
Robbie, she's 84. She's got woodwork.
I don't care. All right, Oedipus. I'll go and nick one of your blankets. I don't mind.
Get away from here. It's all right, Mum. Don't worry. I'll look after you. It's all right. Sex maniac.